This is Roger Pipe of RogReviews.com. What you're about to listen to is my audio interview with Digital Playground contract girl Lacey Hart. This is my first interview with Lacey. She talks a little bit about her 1 year as a Vivid contract girl, her relationship with performer Scott Nails, and actually reveals a secret about her past that no one knows. So, hope you enjoy it. Thank you very much. All right, we are here. I'm going to get closer because this is nice. With one of the two newest Digital Playground contract girls, Miss
Lacey Hart.
Lacey Hart, who people know from Vivid.
Yeah.
But now you're with Digital.
Mm-hmm.
When did that happen?
Like 3 weeks ago.
And how did that change come about?
My contract was over at Vivid, and I wanted to go with Digital in the first place, so I decided to change a venue.
So you had a 1 year deal with Vivid?
Yeah.
And how was that?
They stopped shooting me after I stopped doing Boys. So they didn't really use me, so it was time to venture out.
Okay, so you're not doing Boys anymore.
I'm only working with Scott Nails.
I met Scott the other night. Interesting guy. Now, how did you guys meet?
At a party.
So you met in, you were both already in the industry when you met?
I had only been in the industry for about a month. I'd never worked
with him. He got you right away. Okay. Now, he still works with other performers,
yeah.
But you only work with Scott. And other girls, or only...
Yeah, and other girls.
So Scott and girls, and he can work with whoever he wants.
Yeah.
He's getting the better of this deal, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Does it bother you at all that he's working with other girls?
I can't. It's work, so I can't really...
But it's not like a huge turn-on for you. It's
no.
Work. Okay. That's good. Now, what can people see you in?
From Digital?
From anything. We can start with Digital. Are there any Digital movies out yet?
Yeah. I shot these before I signed with Vivid. At Porcelain, Jack's Big Ass Show, and Jack's Teen America 17.
Okay, I get the Teen America thing, but Big Ass Show? Where's the big ass coming from?
They had to... Do funny camera angles.
I was going to say, because
really
we'll take pictures later, but there's no... It's nice, but it's not big. Okay. Now, how tall are you?
5'6".
And measurements?
32B, 26, 32.
So definitely not big ass. Blonde hair, green,
greenish
eyes, and absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Natural or enhanced?
Natural. If they were enhanced, they'd be a lot bigger.
Well, they're nice. Now, are you going to keep them that way, or are we going to...
We haven't decided that yet.
So there's a possibility they'll be bigger.
Yeah.
For people who like bigger. Speaking on behalf of those of us that like natural, though, you don't need to change anything.
No, I like them the way they are, but if I was going to do it, I'd do it for
Digital. So. Okay. So, Porcelain, I saw that. That was a really kind of pretty girl kind of movie.
It was a Yanakova movie.
Yeah. And then Teen America and Big Ass Show, those were more gonzo. Did you work with Scott in both of those?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the first movie you guys worked on together?
Actually, it was Porcelain.
Now, had you started seeing each other before?
Yeah.
So you'd already been together.
Yeah.
Do you think that made for a better scene?
Yeah, even now. I'm saving people the trouble of not working with other people because it wouldn't be a good thing.
You're going to get your best scene with Scott, right?
Yeah.
Now, does he do his best scenes with you?
Maybe. I mean, there's a difference when he works with me, but it's still work to him, so he kind of goes in his zone.
Do you watch his other scenes?
No.
No? Okay. So it's fine, but we don't need to bring it home and watch it.
Yeah. No.
Now, since you work with other girls, you get to do that at home? Do you get to bring other girls home?
No.
No?
I like working with girls on camera, but it's not... I don't know.
Had you been with girls before the business?
Once in, like, an awkward threesome, but I didn't really have any interaction with her. She was just kind of there.
Okay, well, you brought it up. Now we have to ask, how was it an awkward threesome?
Well, because it was with my boyfriend, and it was one of my friends, and it was on New Year's Eve, and all of us were really wasted. So it was more, like, afterwards it was really awkward. But we didn't have any interaction with each other.
So it was mostly for him.
Yeah.
You're a good girlfriend. You know, you really are. All right. What else should we talk about? Do you have a website right now?
No, but Digital and I are talking about it.
Okay. So you didn't have one while you were with Vivid.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think... There's a lot of Vivid girls right now. Do you think that they did enough to promote you?
It's different at Vivid. They have like 13 or something odd girls, so it's, they just promote everybody the same, kind of. But
I saw
so
you,
many girls to promote.
I saw you in that superhero thing you did for Steve Steele.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I think before Vivid, I saw that. And I was like, and I think he said, like, a week later you signed with Vivid. So he had you and Tiffany Taylor, like, in the same movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you both went to Vivid.
Yeah.
So we got to see you looking absolutely great. And then you went to Vivid and kind of got blended
kind of
in.
Kind of slowed down.
Now, here, obviously, they promote all their girls. There's, like, six or seven of you now? Shay, Tegan, Jesse, Yana, Sophia, and you. And Katsumi. So there's seven. So you think, and they obviously they push everybody. So we'll be seeing a lot more of you, obviously, with Scott and with girls. Now, have you worked with all of the other Digital Playground girls
I've
before?
Only worked with Jesse.
Only with Jesse. So are you looking forward to working with any of them in particular?
Yeah, I really want to work with Yana and Shay.
Yana does really good scenes. That'll be nice. And Shay, we all know, is new and hot. And now, are you up for any AVN awards?
Best New Starlet.
Do you think you're going to win?
I don't know. I'm up against a lot of really good girls, including some, you know, like Stephanie Morgan and some of the baby girls. So it's, I won't be disappointed if I don't win because someone good will.
If you don't win, who would you really like to see win?
Stephanie.
Okay. What else? What should we know about you? Where do you come from?
San Luis Obispo, California.
So a California girl.
Yeah.
Now how does a nice girl from, you know...
It was an accident.
So you were driving to...
I never planned on being here. It wasn't like a childhood goal of mine.
No, you weren't thinking about being in porn at 12?
No. I'd never even seen a porn until I got into the business.
So you'd never even seen one before you got in. Now, what was your first scene?
It was for Shane's World, I think.
Were you doing one of the campus things, or
no? It was just
they took you away for
it
a weekend.
Called, like pillow talks or something. So it was just it was really quick, and there's like wasn't a big set or anything, so it was pretty normal. But the whole time I was like, what am I doing?
Who was it with? Do you remember?
Jack Bennett.
So your first scene was a boy girl. When did you do your first girl girl?
Like two scenes later.
Was that better than?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you hadn't had sex with a girl. You hadn't watched porn. You were really kind of sweet and innocent and ended up in porn.
I know. It's very sad.
Is it sad? Why is it sad?
I'm just kidding.
Okay. Well, you know, I can ask these questions. We're doing well. 7 minutes. We're good. Doing well. So other than Shay and Yana, now you worked with Jesse in...
It was for her movie that's not out yet. It's for Jesse's Juice, I think.
Okay. That's one of the series.
But they were like, it was on a concrete floor, and we were in like combat outfits, kind of. And there was guns all over the place, and they told us to go really easily because we were on a concrete floor, and that lasted like 2 minutes.
Yeah, Jesse doesn't seem to take it easy these days.
Well, no, but I've known Jesse for a while because of Playboy and all that stuff. So Jesse and I are pretty good friends. So it was kind of like a.
Did that make for an easier scene?
Yeah, and it was like there's a lot of like built-up tension because we hadn't worked together. Because when I met her, I just signed with Vivid, so.
So she probably was eyeing you for a long time, and
we attacked each other. It was really
we'll look forward funny. To that in Jesse's Juice. Now, is Digital going to do something like that with you? They've got the Sexual Freak series.
Yeah, I think they're doing the Juice series. They've released a Tegan's Juice, so I think they're doing all the Juice things. And. The Deeper series, and those are my first two movies, Deeper and Lacey Hart, Sexual Freak.
Okay. Now, other than the girls here, is there anybody you really like working with?
I worked with Sunny Leone a lot, and I like working with her, and I can't ever remember who I worked with. I don't know.
So Sunny was good.
Sunny was good.
Is there anybody, again, other than the ones you already mentioned, who you... If you got to cast your movie, you got to cast Lacey's Juice, who would you call?
Well, definitely Yana and Shay and Jesse.
Just all the girls on the poster?
Yeah, pretty much.
If they were all booked, someone not from Digital, a dream who you haven't worked with before.
That's a tough one. I've never worked with them. Carmen. them and me.
That would be good.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, Carmen's out there and not under contract one day. She can come over and work with you. Now, you were inexperienced with girls when you got in. You do a lot of scenes with girls, but you don't take it home. So is it just work, or have you developed a taste for it?
It's been on camera, but it's...
Nothing you would want to do at home?
No.
That's good. All right. Now, Scott's a fairly big guy in the equipment area. Is that something that interested you before the industry, or...
I didn't have very many partners before I got in the industry because I always had boyfriends. So, I definitely have never experienced that in my life, so...
So you got in the industry and suddenly they come in larger sizes.
It was a little scary.
Now, how old were you when you did your first scene?
18.
You were... And you're what, 20 now?
Yeah, but it was like a week before I turned 19, so... Counts, but not really.
So still, you're still really young. You're definitely young then. All right, now, that was a new thing, but now he's your boyfriend. Is that something that you think you could ever give up now? That you've had a big, big
penis?
It's not
that it's big. It's just I've gotten really used to the kind of sex that we have at home, so it's not really comparable to, like, the civilian sex that I have had. So if we ever broke up or something, it would be a little hard.
So you think porn guys do it better? Or just Scott?
Just Scott.
Okay. Now, he's up for a few awards, right?
Yeah, Performer of the Year and some other crap.
Do you think he'll win?
No.
No, do you think he should win?
Yeah.
If Scott can't win, who do you think should win?
I don't even know who else is on the list.
Don't pay attention to guys much. How many guys have you worked with?
Not very many, just a handful.
Jack and Scott and a couple other guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? What is something that no one knows about Lacey Hart?
You know what? Someone always asks me that question and I don't know.
Well, someone's asking me.
I'm a total nerd. I sit at home and I play on the computer and I watch movies. That's what I do.
What games do you play on the computer?
I'm an internet freak.
So you read the internet websites?
It's not porn websites.
No? See, what?
It's yours, you asshole.
All right, you know, since you brought it up, I was going to let it go. Why is it that you think I give your movies bad reviews or that I don't like you?
No, it's a joke because I've never met you
before. I've never met her, and the first thing she says is, this is the guy who gives me bad reviews, which is completely not true.
Because I think you're the only one who said something bad about the Roughed Up movie. You're the only one who fucking kicked it to the ground.
I think you got a C. That's not kicking it to the ground. That's...
You liked Lacey Hart, but then the other ones you didn't really like, but... AVN was, like, raving over Roughed Up. So I was like, oh, cool, everyone likes the movie. Then I read your review, and I was
So who was right, AVN
you?
Or me?
I don't know.
You thought, fuck you?
No.
Because I didn't like the movie? My God. How many times in a review do I have to say, you're beautiful, before you get over it? I mean, jeez.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, so you did read that, apparently. What other sites do you go to?
The only site I really go to is AVN, just if I know that they're posting something.
But what mainstream sites? People want to know what kind of a geek you are. You go to, like, Star Trek fan sites, or...
I am such a Star Wars fan.
Star Wars fan, really? Did you watch the Rose Parade with the
no.
10,000 stormtroopers or whatever? Apparently it was good.
I had the Star Wars Battleship game. So
do you?
Cool.
Do you have all the DVDs?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Star Wars?
3 and 4.
3 and 4? The first two, right?
No.
3 and 4.
So it goes 3, 4, 5, or 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6. So 3 and 4. So the last and the first. Nice. All right. Anything else?
No.
Have you ever dressed up like a Star Wars character and had sex?
No, but I have put on a Darth Maul outfit.
Have you? See, all the Star Wars geeks now are tuning in because, oh my God. You don't look like the average Star Wars geek. I've seen some. Did you stand in line to watch any of the movies?
Yeah.
How long?
When Attack of the Clones came out, it Phantom of the Menace. Obviously, because I wasn't that old.
Yeah, you weren't even born when the first... Yeah, I know.
When the first three came out, so...
Yeah, I did stand in line for the first one, so... What was the longest you stood in line?
I think 3 hours. I'm a girl, so I don't really have to stand in line. So
right, yeah.
I can just kind of walk around and say hi to people and then magically I'm in the front line, so.
Is it good to be a hot girl?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, no. But.
What's the best thing you ever got just for being hot?
put in jail for driving on a suspended license with a warrant.
That's pretty damn good.
He didn't even say anything. He just gave me a ticket for a broken windshield or something.
But see, now you open another thing. You had a warrant?
It was for an unpaid speeding ticket that happened like a year ago in a whole another county.
So you drove too fast, didn't pay, and then got busted again, and the officer just...
Well, no, I had a... I'm not sure if they... Because I went to Cabo on vacation, and coming back in LAX, because they run warrants when you use your passport, I had arrested coming out of LAX. So I was in jail for like 5 hours, so that was pretty cool.
Okay, you had an interesting life.
Yeah.
One would not know it to look at you that you like Star Wars and have been in jail.
Yeah.
But think
it was
what
LA
would happen.
County jail, too. Take that.
You were probably the daintiest girl in jail.
Well, no, it was actually really funny because that night they had done a sting in downtown LA and they had like 40 prostitutes in there. So I walked in, there was like prostitute shade on the floor. I was like, oh my God. But I got bailed out. So
that must have been fun. But no more of that, right? Not going to jail anymore?
No. It was more to find me because they didn't know my current address or something, so they had to go to court and just take care of it.
How fast were you driving?
Pretty sure I was driving like 80 something.
That's pretty good. At least it wasn't for, 65 and a 55.
No, it was like...
You got your money's worth.
Yeah, 86 and a 65.
That works. All right, is there anything I have not covered?
No, I think you're the first one to ever know that I was in jail, so...
See, well, that's good. That's good. I think we're good. We should look for you in future Digital Playground movies.
Yep.
With lots of the Digital Playground girls and, of course, Scott, who, we all know and love Scott. Now, Robbie shoots you quite a bit, right?
Yeah.
Would you say he's the worst director who's ever shot you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, I love Robbie.
Now, he's one of the only directors who also isn't talent, right?
Yeah, amazingly.
So
except he whips it out on occasion and thinks it's funny and runs around and...
I hear it's about as big as this iRiver recorder. And a little less red. Is that true or false?
I don't know. I've tried to close my eyes when he does that. It scares me. So.
Well, everybody else is squinting and you're closing your eyes. So, anything else? What can I say about your next movie to make you, forget that I didn't like Roughed Up?
Oh, it's a total joke.
She's teasing, but I like to tease her back because it's always good to meet a girl who goes, "You gave me a bad movie." So, thanks. Really made me feel good.
Burn people for a living. Whatever.
Is that what you think I do?
It's your job.
I don't burn people for a living. I will now, though.
Oh, yeah?
You're going down in the notebook. Lazy heart must die. I'll kill your career.
Yeah, well, Robbie won't be very happy about that either.
Well, that's true.